Hello there. Okay, let's discuss. Okay, all the formalities. Hello, hope you're well, hope you're keeping safe, and I hope that you're still sanitizing, washing your hands, putting on your mask. Please don't underestimate all of those things that I've just mentioned. They're very, very important, and so many lives have been saved because people are sanitizing, people are keeping a social distance, and washing their hands and putting on the mask. So before I continue, let me just start there. Okay, now the topic that I want to discuss is fear, and I came across something that says fear has a large shadow, but he himself is small. Okay, and I want you to think back on all the times that you feared something that is going to happen. Oh, I'm so scared of this, or I've got this fear of whatever. And have those things that you feared happened? Maybe some have, maybe some have not. But I want us to, as we walk or as we navigate 2021, to just make sure that fear is something that we don't even give a chance to. Nothing must make you be fearful. Don't allow fear to take over your life. You know, be brave. If there's anything that you can ever do for yourself, be brave. I've noticed that at times when I don't allow fear to take over my life, then you know, great things happen, because the mind will feed you of all these negative things. That what if this happens? What if that happens? Well, in life, remember as well, there's always a plan. So we have been walking a very challenging 2020, and now we are in 2021, and already people are saying 2021 is 2020 reloaded, you know, making people panic. Yes, people are still dying, of course, that's something that's not great. But in the center of it all, make sure that fear is the last thing that overtakes or overrules or takes over your life. Don't be fearful to the point that you're so paralyzed that you don't even know what's going to happen next. There is always a plan B. Have that in mind. There is always a plan B. You may not have it now, but trust me, when you are being put in that corner, you will find a plan B. So in everything and that you'll be doing this year, try and not let fear rule your life. There is more to you than all these things you think will happen to you, you know? And there's also another quote that says, being brave is in the absence of fear, but being brave is having that fear, but finding a way through it. You know what? Obozela, find a way through the fear. Do it afraid, do it fearful, but do it. Don't allow fear to take over your life that you can't even think, because in most cases, always maybe just try and reflect. When you are in a fearful space or mode, you can't even think clear. You don't even know what to do next, because fear has just taken over and you are so paralyzed, you don't even know what you need to do. Try and stay calm and say, okay, here's the challenge. What can I do? Okay, what are my options right now? But try and push fear away. I'm not saying you mustn't be. You know, there are those moments where, I mean, being fearful is part of life, but don't let it rule your life. Don't let it take over. Don't let fear take over. So, I really want to talk to the fearless, brave person in you. 2021, fear is definitely not going to be part of your life or even your vocab. So with that said, I want to encourage you to say that life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. Okay, let me repeat it. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. So fear should be the last thing on your mind. Don't allow fear to take over your life. And remember, always remember, you have options in life. Be blessed.